Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Chaf Aleph, and we're looking at Siman Yud Gimel. The pasuk we have taught Yechavin Lekayim to say Ahavas Hashem. Kavashen is Bar Leil Klal Aleph Siman Dalad. So we said before that there's a mitzvah Ahavas Hashem. It's one of the mitzvahs Tamidiyos. We also mentioned then from the Chavetz Chaim in his Sefer Shmiras Halashon that he points out that a mitzvah tzimidi, even if you're not going to do the mitzvah all the time, but at least once a day, twice a day, a person should fulfill the mitzvah. The appropriate time would be when he says the psukim of Ahavas Hashem in Shema, he should actually fulfill the mitzvah, just like when a person puts on tefillin. We say a person should put on tefillin when he's reading Kriya Shema, because it's inappropriate to say Shema and talk about wearing tefillin and then not wear tefillin. It seems to be you're being not doing what you say you're supposed to do. You're ignoring your responsibilities. So similarly, the Chofetz Chaim says a person says talks about Ahavas Hashem and doesn't do it, that would be inappropriate to do. So a person should have in mind, at least during Kriya Shema, to fulfill the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. He then goes on to point out that if a person does not do it, then a person really should not eat during the day until he's at least fulfilled the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. Just like we know that a person can't eat before doing a mitzvah of lulav or tefillin, he davened but he didn't have tefillin available, so he can't eat until he does the mitzvah of tefillin. He can take a snack, but he can't have a meal until he does that. So because Ahavas Hashem is a constant mitzvah, it should be worse than the mitzvahs which are only once a day. So he points that out. The person should make sure that he's mekayim Ahavas Hashem before he goes on to his daily meal. How you mekayim the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem? So the Chofetz Chaim says that the appropriate action to take is a person has to stop and think about how much a Kadosh Baruch Hu does for a person and how much Hashem is made to the person, to the point that he feels a welling up in his heart of a feeling of a karsa toiv and ava to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that which a Kadosh Baruch Hu has done for him. That is the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. That's how the Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras Halashon describes the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. The Chayodim before, back in Klal Aleph, when he went through the six mitzvahs which are Tamidiyos, so he spoke about that one of them is the mitzvah of the of Ahavas Hashem. So he said that the person basically should be kaveh in his mind that there's nothing in the world which is like the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should put his focus in life to the Ahavas Hashem and think about all of the tanugim which you have in this world of Osher and Banim and Kavod are nothing compared to the Ahava that he has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now both of them, the point that the Chofetz Chaim says and the point that the Chayyarim are saying are both true. One is defining what the mitzvah is and one is defining how you get there. Both elements are true. So a person, when he says the pasuk of Ahavas Hashem, Rehav Toh, Eis Hashem Lekecha, a person should pause and think about how much he loves the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chayyarim over there pointed out, if a person who focuses on enjoyment of this world and has a feeling of Ahava towards the pleasure which he's getting to this world, and he thinks about his machshava and yonim gashmiim and havli olam, not l'shem shemayim, because he just wants to indulge himself and to get his kavod, has been mevatel this mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. So after a person has just said that he's willing to be mekabel omach shemayim upon himself to the point, if necessary, of giving up his life. So at that point, and we said that a person should then define his living as well under those terms. So it's appropriate at that moment to say, the Rosh Hashanah, I love you, to the point that I want to make my focus in life, my service of you, my connection to you, not my indulging in Olam Hazeh. The pasuk continues, it says, B'chol avavecho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol miyodecho. And the Chayyarim was going to expound on what these points are supposed to mean. We will do that in the next year. Have a good day.